Hey everyone, it's your boy Logan Cruz, back with another dose of reality served straight up in your ears. Today we're diving into something that affects every single one of us. From the barista brewing your morning latte, to the president signing executive orders, communication. Yeah, I know, sounds kinda basic, right? But trust me, this ain't just about saying hello and goodbye. We're talking about cultivating mindful communication skills, the kind that actually connect us, build bridges, and make the world a little less chaotic. Ever felt like you were having a conversation but your words were falling on deaf ears? You know that feeling when you're trying to explain something important but it just comes out all jumbled up? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But here's the thing. Mindful communication isn't about being perfect. It's about being present and intentional. It's about actively listening, truly understanding what others are saying, and expressing ourselves in a way that is clear, respectful, and compassionate. Think of it like this. Communication is a dance, right? You gotta have the rhythm, the timing, and the willingness to connect with your partner. And sometimes, we get caught up in our own head, stepping on each other's toes, or just plain missing the music. So, what are the ingredients for this mindful communication recipe? Here are five key takeaways that can turn your conversations from a chaotic mess into beautiful symphonies. First off, active listening is non-negotiable. It's more than just hearing words. It's about absorbing the speaker's message, understanding their emotions, and responding in a way that shows you truly get where they're coming from. It's like being a detective. You gotta pay attention to all the clues, the tone of voice, the body language, even the silences. Next up, be present. Put down the phone, shut off the laptop, and give your full attention to the person in front of you. When we're distracted, we miss crucial details, send mixed signals, and ultimately fail to connect on a meaningful level. It's like trying to build a house with one hand tied behind your back. It's just not gonna work. Thirdly, clarify and ask questions. Don't be afraid to say, "Hey, can you elaborate on that?" Or, "I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. Can you rephrase that?" Asking questions shows genuine interest and ensures everyone is on the same page. It's like having a GPS. It keeps you on track and prevents you from getting lost in the woods of confusion. Fourth, choose your words wisely. Think before you speak, consider the impact of your words, and strive for clarity and kindness. Remember, words have power. They can build up or tear down. It's like wielding a sword. Use it responsibly and with purpose. Finally, be open to feedback. Sometimes we might miss the mark, say something unintentionally hurtful, or just plain get it wrong. That's okay. The important thing is to be receptive to feedback, learn from our mistakes, and continuously strive to improve our communication skills. It's like being a student, always learning, growing, and becoming better versions of ourselves. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your family. Things are tense, everyone's on edge, and the conversation feels like a minefield. Suddenly, your little sister spills her juice all over the table. Instead of snapping, getting frustrated, or letting things escalate, you take a deep breath, offer her a hug, and say something like, "Hey, it happens to the best of us. Let's clean this up together. See what happened there?" You turned a potentially explosive situation into a bonding moment by using mindful communication. You listened actively to your sister's distress, responded with empathy, and chose words that diffuse the tension instead of fueling it. So remember, mindful communication isn't just about saying the right things. It's about creating meaningful connections, building bridges, and fostering understanding. It's a skill worth cultivating, one conversation at a time. Take those five key takeaways: active listening, presence, clarification, thoughtful word choices, and openness to feedback, and put them into action today. Have a mindful conversation with a friend, a family member, or even yourself in the mirror. Want to share your own mindful communication experiences? Hit me up on social media, leave a review, or just tell a friend about the Dopamine Fast podcast. And remember, keep it real, keep it conscious, and let's make this world a little bit more connected, one conversation at a time. See ya in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.